We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. So I asked the first woman, the first female president we'll ever have. Oh, and I'll tell Dean, and now we've had many, many, many correspondents thanking me for my Kamala Harris prediction.
Yeah, which you snuck in just under the gun on Election Day.
Under the wire. I mean,
we weren't sure how many people heard it.
I know.
But it's like the... what do they call it? Shot heard around the world.
Yeah, it was. That was really the one. When I said it, that did it for Kamala Harris. Wherever she was, she probably just sat bolt upright and said, oh, that's the end of it.
Did y'all feel that?
I got a bad feeling.
Post-show Monday. In fact, 3 seconds to go in the show on Monday. I guess Trump supporters should thank you too, Biggie. I wasn't planning on making the prediction. And as time was winding down, the closing music was on.
Make the very last thing you say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo-hoo.
That's it.
That woo-hoo will live in infamy. And in our country's history, there's certain words you hear and things that will live to me. When I remember this election, it'll be you at the end going, woo.
It's like, you know, this is really old, but at one point, Harry Truman was predicted to lose an election, and the Chicago Tribune had already put in its paper, Dewey defeats Truman before the election. So Truman held it up, and it's a very, very famous photograph after he won the election. This woohoo is probably the second most famous.
You know, if there was a
gaffe.
Yeah, because there's no way I like Mr. Trump could play it off his phone, but it's not quite the same impact as holding up a newspaper. Right,
that picture is very famous. There have been others through the debate performance, although he wound up losing. Lloyd Benson versus Dan Quayle. I know Jack Kennedy, Senator. You're no Jack Kennedy.
Yeah,
but he lost. He lost this one. And again, every caller now is thanking me for making that prediction. I think Biggie deserves half this credit now. I wasn't going to say a word.
Say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo!
In retrospect,
woo-hoo.
I think the one moment I regret most, much like I'm saying with Kamala Harris on The View, is the woo-hoo at the end of that prediction.
Yeah.
I think that's the moment they'll turn to and say.
And you were so sure.
I was. I got everything exactly right. Except the winner of the election.
Exactly.
I said they're going to call this thing in the wee hours of the morning around 2 a.m. Pennsylvania will come in. You know, some people said it'll take a week. And I said, oh, no. This will be done by the wee hours of the morning. And you'll know how it's going as you go to bed at 10 o'clock. And Kamala Harris is going to win this thing easily. And it turned out I was 100% right, except other candidate.
The candidate.
Candidate is the one that won. So do you think we know the name of the first ever female president of the United States? That woman shaved her head because she says that we don't want a woman to be president.
I do.
You do? You do think
so? I think it is. It will be somebody we've heard of.
You've heard
already.
Of. Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan? No?
No. I don't think it's going to be a Democrat.
You think it'll be from South Carolina? I forget her name now.
Maybe a Nikki Haley?
Haley?
I still think Ivanka Trump, if she wants it.
Oh, my God.
Could
goodness.
Run and win.
She disappeared this campaign, though.
Yeah,
she did.
See her. You did in 16.
She wanted out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want back in. Maybe she will shy away because, you know, the first time, yes. And then she said, I'm not in it this time. I mean, I'm sure she'll be at the inauguration and such.
Oh, of course.
You know, but I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a woman. I think the Democrat Party shies away from running females for president now.
But I don't think the fact that she was a woman cost her this election at all. I don't.
It didn't
help.
It wasn't one of the debate. I didn't see it as much as a debate point, although I did see some people, you know, some troglodytes like you guys, said that, you know, women belong in the kitchen, not in the White House.
Hold on.
Unfair.
I never said that.
I didn't either.
I'm not on the record anywhere publicly saying
me
that.
Me neither. Thank you. Oh, that hurt. That really hurt.
That's locker room talk.
That's it. We don't say things like that out loud. No, we do not. So I'll ask Chris Dim, do you think we've heard the name, is she famous yet, of the first ever female president?
That's a tough question.
I mean, it could be 40 years from now.
It could be 40 years.
And she may be 10 years old right now. We have no idea who it's going to be. I should put it in the envelope. Do we know? Open after the inauguration of the
after Madam President.
Yes, when Madam President comes along.
Takes the oath.
Mm-hmm. It could be 4 years from now. It could be Nikki Haley. It could be 50 years from now. We have no idea when it's going to be. Speaking of which, we have a friend, a mutual friend, woman, who was in here with about 3 weeks ago. We're just talking about her. She's a big hunter and just posted something online. It looks like she's bagged an elk or a caribou or moose or something.
Some enormous denizen of the plains, the high mountains.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I said, did she drink a gallon of its blood? And Kristen said, no, you don't know. It's not her first kill.
Not her first kill.
Didn't take a bite of the heart, nothing.
Didn't have to. She may have done that years ago.
And I just thought to myself, I am such a wuss. I saw that photo. This woman weighs 115 pounds. The moose weighs 500.
Easily.
Oh, yeah. She took it down, and then she's like posing between its antlers. It's mm-hmm. so huge. And I thought, I puckered when a guy working at my house used his finger gun to shoot a deer in my yard. Remember that? I puckered up. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. He was fixing my well.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, take me to the well. And at first I have to say, I don't know where the well is.
It's in the yard.
He's like, it's probably that concrete cap over there. It's like, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So we walk over to it. And as we do, he turns and sees in the front yard three deer. And he takes his finger gun and goes, oh, nice. Poop, poop, poop. And
one after the other?
Yeah, like I duck. You're like, and he's like, it's finger gun, dude. Even the deer just
look at my finger, man. It ain't real.
You know, the deer stared at him like quizzically, you know, like what's going on with this guy?
One of them soft. He's not a problem. Yeah.
That's why we're in this yard, because that's where Softy lives.
Oh, since then, there's like a herd.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Softy's here.
Know, believe me, they're all over the yard now. They know Mr. Softy lives here. I puckered up then. This woman that we know is taking down moose and caribou. She's probably been bear hunting, too. I wouldn't doubt it. This is or she'll graduate to it.
It wouldn't shock me.
And what stories am I doing? The ruby red slippers from Wizard of Oz are up for auction.
Again? How many times have we heard this story?
And haven't we done this where there's like five pairs or something?
Yeah, like somebody steals them, somebody auctions them.
And right. I thought, the actress, what's her name?
Judy Garland.
Julie Garland kept the originals, they always said.
The shoes are being sold by Heritage Auctions, and that'll conclude in December. Bid currently is $812,000. A pair of ruby red slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, stolen in 2005, and recovered by the FBI in 2018, are up for auction. The shoes are one of four pairs known to have been worn by Garland in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Mm. Purchased in 1970 by a collector, who's selling them now? But he lost them for 15 years.
Golly, you know, imagine if those shoes could talk. All the cigarettes they stubbed out
that's
on
right.
the set between takes.
Absolutely right.
Miss Garland, we're ready for you.
Give me
on
a
my
minute,
way.
Jimmy.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back. Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly. You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you too.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Quite a great line. Oh, I'm puckered. Ooh, I'm shuddering. I'm shuddering at this. Imagine what my well fixer would say. You're shuddering at that, dude.
Come on, man.
That's a movie, dude. Come on. The Judy Garland Museum is hoping to bid on the shoes and put them in the Judy Garland
Who's
Museum.
Who's the current owner? Who's selling?
The collector, his name is Michael Shaw, who bought them, again, 54 years ago and is putting them up for bids now. He's had them, again, since 1970, but they were stolen and so out of his possession for some time.
Didn't we hear, too, that wasn't there... Because Garland wore that famous blue and white dress in the film. Weren't there like a couple of those? Didn't somebody steal one of those
that
too?
Was, well, I know it was auctioned, the famous dress.
Maybe
that was one.
Maybe not stolen.
That was a year ago, 2 years ago?
I bet it was longer, but it does seem recent.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And that was, yes, Judy Garland's dress. By the way, the guy who stole them is in prison. He's 76.
Really?
And The collector had them in a little private museum, and the guy went in, busted the glass, and ran out with them, with the Judy Garland shoes. There was nothing he could do with them. He couldn't sell them. They caught him, but he had them for all those years.
Yeah.
And now these are the same shoes that are being sold, and apparently they're in good condition, too. It's a big deal.
Well, I'm sure he didn't wear them.
No.
Would you wear them around the house? Don't answer that. Well, guys, here. Oh, crap. I'm in my ruby red slippers. Let me click my heels.
There's no place like home. You are home.
Huh?
Yeah. That's embarrassing. I was wearing some replica ruby red. We just back from seeing Wicked on Broadway.
Yeah, I stopped at the merch table and I couldn't resist.
What am I going to do? Am I going to not buy ruby red slippers in my size? What am I supposed to do? Man, I could have absolutely talk about embarrassment when the well guy rings the doorbell, shooting finger guns in the front yard.
Or bull moose killer.
Dang, gone. Here I am in the slippers, tapping my heels together.